With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Milton is weakening slightly, but remains a ferocious storm that could land a once-in-a-century direct hit on Tampa and St. Petersburg, engulfing the populous region with towering storm surges and turning debris from Helene's devastation 12 days ago into projectiles. President Biden postponing his upcoming trip overseas as Hurricane Milton approaches.
The president was scheduled to leave Washington on Thursday for a trip to Germany and Angola, but has decided to stay at the White House. A spokesperson says given the projected trajectory and strength of Hurricane Milton, Mr. Biden will postpone his foreign travel in order to oversee preparations for and the response to Milton, as well as the ongoing response to Hurricane Helene.
White House correspondent Greg Clexton. Milton is now about 520 miles southwest of Tampa. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel has announced another leading Hezbollah commander has been killed in a strike. Charles de Ledesma with a report.
The military says the strike killed Suhail Husseini, who it says was responsible for overseeing logistics, budget, and management of the militant group. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel on Monday, underscoring the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive in Gaza that killed over 40,000 Palestinians, according to local media officials. Destroyed large areas and displaced around 90% of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than a dozen states and the District of Columbia filing lawsuits against TikTok, alleging the popular short-form video app is harming youth mental health by designing its platform to be addictive to kids. Stocks are higher. The Dow ahead 44 points. The NASDAQ composite adding 212. This is SRN News. It's 4 weeks to Election Day. Will you be voting?
Everybody knows Christians in this country are politically active, but in fact, they're not as active as you might think. Numerous polls have indicated that despite their reputation for turning out on Election Day, several million self-identified Christians never show up at all, no matter what's at stake. Evangelical leaders are urging those folks to vote this November, pointing out that in a close election, like this one is expected to be, a couple million votes would make all the difference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court taking up the case of an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination because she's heterosexual. The justices have agreed to review an appellate ruling that upheld the dismissal of the discrimination lawsuit. Arlene Ames against the Ohio Department of Youth Services. Ames contends she was passed over for a promotion and then demoted because she's not gay. This is SRN News. Hurricane Milton messing with the routines and schedules of some pro sports teams.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are relocating to the New Orleans area to prepare for Sunday's game against the Saints. The Bucs plan to spend the rest of the week out of state instead of practicing as usual at the team's training facility in Tampa. The NHL's Tampa Bay Lightning canceled Monday night's scheduled preseason finale against the Nashville Predators. Rich Thomason reporting.
In Kentucky, three crew members killed when a medical helicopter crashed while heading to pick up a patient. A crash reported Monday evening in Owenton near State Highway 22. One person died, more than 100 evacuated from their homes as wildfires raged through parts of western North Dakota. Four fires are nearly contained. Two other large fires continue to burn near Grassy Butte and Mandaree. More details at SRNNews.com.